Most of the new laws advance state goals of energy independence and promoting alternative or renewable fuels. To expand electric vehicle infrastructure, one law permits the sale of recharging services without being a utility. Another expedites replacing state fleet vehicles with those that use alternative fuels. Still others provide incentives for manufacturing clean energy or clean fuel vehicles while creating jobs. But slowing the flow of nutrients into the Chesapeake Bay is another goal. Assistant Secretary Anthony Moore says one law will ban the sale and use of lawn fertilizers with phosphorus, requiring new products to be made.
By 2013, the fertilizer will not have phosphorus in it. So Scotts will have a phosphate-free fertilizer by 2012, so that will help us to meet our goals.
The Bay's Executive Council will convene in Richmond on July 11th to discuss additional strategies. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.